God Almighty, we worship and we praise you.
亲爱天父，全能上帝，我们敬拜赞美你。
We are grateful for your shepherding ways.
我们感谢你，你像牧人一样看顾我们。
We thank you, Father, for the gift that you give us through Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你赐给我们耶稣基督的这样至为宝贵的礼物。
We praise you for the Lord Jesus.
我们为耶稣基督来向你称颂。
And we thank you for the wondrous gift of salvation that you provide for us.
我们也感谢你赐给我们的永恒的救恩。
We thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你赐给圣灵。
Who both reveals the truth of the gospel and resides within our hearts to help us.
不但向我们揭示你所说的话语，也帮助我们能够达到。
And so, Lord God, we pray that we would never cease to praise you.
主，我们求你帮助我们，我们永远不止息我们的敬拜。
And that we would never be hard of heart to receive your grace and mercy.
也求你不要让我们心硬，让我们能够永远接受你的恩典。
And so we ask that you will humble us from our arrogance.
谦卑我们。
That you would sanctify us from worldly ways.
洁净我们。
And that you would deliver us from the evil one.
求你来让我们能够脱离我们脱离凶恶，救我们脱离凶恶。
And we continue to pray, Father, for your guidance upon this church.
我们继续为我们教会前面的道路来祷告。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
这些是为以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Please be seated.
请坐。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to Psalm 23.
如果大家有圣经的话，麻烦翻到诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23, the lasting legacy of the shepherd.
牧人的持久产业。
And I'll have Brother Charles to go ahead and read the entire Psalms.
诗篇二十三篇。我在这里为大家攻读诗篇二十三篇第一节，耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行经死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿都安慰我，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
And may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the preaching of His word.
求主赐福给读他的经文和教导他经文的。
Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇。
We should all be familiar with this psalm.
应该大家都很熟悉吧。
This is one of the most cited psalms of them all.
这是最受欢迎的一篇诗篇。
People cite this psalm at the bedside.
人们在这个床边常常有一个背诵，或是有一些纪念品。
They cite this psalm at the roadside.
在路旁，很多人就是抄这个经文。
Obviously, they cite it here in the church side.
在我们教会里面也常常的在背诵。
And even at the graveside.
甚至在墓碑上，我们也常常看到这段经文。
Do you ever wonder why people would cite Psalm 23 when it comes to funeral services?
大家有没有想到说，为什么有些时候，很多时候丧礼，我们看到告别式的时候，我们看到这一段经文呢
？Maybe it's a time where we kind of gather our thoughts on our own mortality.
或许是我们在想到我们自己的有限的生命的时候。
I think the psalm is poetically describing the shepherd's guidance over a person's life through an entire lifetime.
我想这是一个诗人用诗的方式来表示我们一生中要经历的路途。
What we're seeing here in Psalm 23 is the shepherd's care.
我们看到23篇诗篇是这个牧羊人他的关爱。
And when we live a life that is humble, it speaks of the shepherd's care.
当我们活出一个谦卑的生命的时候，就活出一个牧羊人他的关爱。
Yes, we know that we want to leave a lasting legacy, but when we live a humble life, is the lasting legacy of the shepherds in our life.
然后我们希望能够留下一个持久的属灵产业，但是当我们活出一个谦卑的牧羊的生命的时候，那也就流露出我们的关爱。
Now, historically, we know that Psalm 23 is accredited to David.
那我们知道这篇在解经学家通常认为这个是大卫所写的。
Now we don't know if Psalm 23 was written in his shepherd days, or his warrior days, or his kingly days.
我们没有办法确定这个是在他在当牧羊人的时候，或是在战争的时候，或是在当王的时候写的。
But we do know how David expressed himself before God.
但是我们知道大卫在神的面前他怎么样来表达他自己。
And he declares, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
他说耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏。
With reference, David refers to God as Lord.
大卫在这边充满了敬畏他说耶和华。
And with adoration, he refers to God as his shepherd.
他充满赞美的他向神说他是他的牧者。
And so, it's not that if God is,But, or God may be, but God is his shepherd.
这个问题不是说神或许是大卫的牧者，神就是大卫的牧者。
David is testifying God's presiding presence in his life.
大卫为神在他生命中做出见证。
David is stating that God is providing for him.
大卫说神在他的生命里面供应他。
And when God provides for you, you have all that you need.
当神供应你的时候，你生命中就一无所缺。
And when the Lord is your shepherd and you have all what you need, you really don't have any wants.
神是我们的牧者，我们就没有任何缺乏的。
Because everything is taken care of for you.
因为所有事情都神都看顾好了。
Psalm 23 is part of the trilogy.
这个诗篇是23篇是一个三部曲的其中一部。
In other words, Psalm 22, 23, and 24 all go together.
诗篇22、23、24篇其实是一起的。
Each of these psalms highlights a different aspect of the shepherd.
这个三篇里面呢，每一篇都着重在牧人，而且是牧人的不同的面向。
One responds and highlights that the God is a great shepherd.
有一个部分有一个章是在讲神是一个伟大的牧人。
Psalm 23 highlights that God is a good shepherd.
23章讲到他是一个好牧人。
And Psalm 24 highlights that God is the chief shepherd.
24章讲到神是居首位的牧人。
Now when a Christian reads Psalm 23, there's a couple things that go through their mind.
当一个基督徒我们在读23篇的时候有一些事情我们心里面会想。
We make the connection...of Jesus being the shepherd.
我们直接会想到耶稣就是我们的牧人。
Don't you remember the words of Jesus in the gospel? He says, I am the good shepherd.
耶稣在经文里面他说我是好牧人。
And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
好牧人为他的羊舍命。
And so for us as a believers, we recognize that Jesus is the shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep.
所以我们看到这边就想到说耶稣基督他为我们舍命。
And so when we read that the Lord is my shepherd, we read that the Lord is the Savior.
我们不只是看到他是我们的牧者，他是我们的，也是我们的拯救主。
And we make the connection that the Lord is our shepherd, the Lord is our Savior.
我们就在这边看耶稣基督他的救赎主的身份连接起来了。
And so if we are going to read these words, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
如果我们读到耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏的时候呢？
We have to read it with meaning. We have to read it with passion.
我们必须要用热切的心来读。
And if we don't, then it's just simply words.
如果不是这样子读的话，这只是一个字句而已。
But when we read it with meaning, we have come to Jesus. We have come to the Savior.
当我们仔细默想、仔细读的时候，我们就想到耶稣他为我们罪而死的事情。
And when we read it with meaning, we understand the significance of the cross.
我们看到这边的时候，我们仔细读的话，我们就了解它的真正的意义。
And so for Psalm 23, it is for believers.
诗篇23篇是给相信的人。
It is for the true worshippers.
是对真正的敬拜者。
And so let us take a look at Psalm 23 and go down and make some applications here.
我们来看看一节一节的来看看。
I am going to give you three words for you to remember Psalm 23.
我要告诉你三个字来记得23节23章。
The first word is watch.
第一个是看顾。
Notice how God watches over those who trust in Him.
耶华神看顾那些相信他的人。
In the first couple of verses, it says, He makes me lie down in green pastures, He leads me beside still waters.
他说，躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。
He restores my soul, He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake.
使我的灵魂苏醒为祂的名引导我走义路。
There are two aspects how God watches over those who trust in Him.
神带领相信他的人有两种方式。
One is God watches over our physical needs.
首先他看顾我们肉体的需要。
Now when we think about sheep, you have to understand that sheep are not the hunters of food.
这个羊它不是去，它不是自己会去找食物的。
In fact, if it was left for sheep to find food, they don't do a good job on that.
他们如果自己要找食物的话，他们可能没有办法。
They would eat the wrong things. They would go to the wrong fields.
他们会去不对的地方，他们吃不对的东西。
That is why they need a shepherd to lead them to the right fields to the right food.
这就是为什么他们需要牧羊人带领他们到这个草正确的草草场上去吃。
You know, sometimes we may think that we have it all worked out.
我们有些时候我们认为我们生命中我们什么事情都已经安排妥当了。
But we have to realize that it is God who guides, God who provides for us in our physical food.
但是我们知道说这个是神他带领我们，神他引领我们到我们所需要的。
You know, I remember as a young college student, I was sitting in the same, pretty much in the same pews as you guys were.
我记得我在大学的时候，可能就是坐在你们当中的中间的时候。
And it was during the point of the service that it came for the offering plate was going around.
在收奉献的时候，我就是这个奉献袋在传的时候呢。
So I opened up my wallet and I noticed I only had one bill.
我发现我只剩一张纸钞。
And it was a big bill.
是还蛮大的纸钞。
I had wanted enough so I could go out for lunch later on.
我需要这张纸钞，因为我等一下要去吃午餐。
You probably say, Pastor, was that supposed to be a pretty big lunch there?
可能是一个很大的午餐吗？
So as the offering basket was going around, I had this dilemma.
这个奉献袋传的时候，我有这个两难。
Do I save the bill for lunch or do I give it in the offering?
我是要这个留着等一下午餐用，还是放到奉献袋里面？
I realized when the offering basket was going around, I can't, you know, make change with it.
我知道说没有办法再找零钱，放进去找零钱这样。
So I was sweating when the basket was going around.
所以这个奉献袋传来传去，我心开始冒汗。
I decided to give it all.
我决定就把这个纸钞放进去了。
And so after service, since I gave it all, I don't have any money to go out. I had to go home.
所以在给了这些钱之后，我没有钱吃午餐了，所以我必须要回家。
So I got to the parking lot, and as I was getting to my car, somebody yelled for me. He said, "Hey, do you want to go out for lunch?"
所以我在去取车的时候，有一个朋友来告诉我，你要不要吃午餐？
And before I turned around, the person said those magic words.
在我还来不及转身的时候，这个人说了一句话。
I'm buying.
我请客。
I said, "Hallelujah, God provides."
Hallelujah, 上帝预备。
Are there times in your life that when it comes to food, when it comes to those physical needs, that you know it's just of God that He provided?
我们生命中有没有时候，我们是在有些时候我们身体的需要，我们物质的需要的时候，我们明确的知道是神所供应的呢？
Sometimes we take even for granted even paychecks, even bonuses we have or gifts that we receive.
我们很多时候，我们所有的，我们有些时候我们所收的礼物，我们就把它认为理所当然。
But remember, each and every resources we receive, each and every food that we eat is given and provided by God.
我们要知道，我们所领受的一切丰富，都是神所供应的。
God watches over those who trust in Him.
神看顾那些相信他的人。
And we could have either two responses.
我们可能有一些回应。
One like Nebuchadnezzar or the other one like Paul.
一个回应就像尼布甲尼撒王的回应，一个是像保罗的回应。
You remember Nebuchadnezzar, right?
大家记不记得尼布甲尼撒王？
He stood at his balcony and he looked out over his palace and all the land and he says, "These are my mighty works."
尼布甲尼撒王他站在高处，他对这个大巴比伦说，这个是他。大能大力所建造的。
And it was done all by His mightiness.
是由不是我用大能大力所建造的吗？
You remember the Apostle Paul?
他记得保罗使徒保罗吗？
When he was in prison.
在他在下在监狱里面的时候。
And he wrote the letter to the church in Philippi.
他写信给腓立比教会的时候。
And he says, "My God will supply every need of yours according to the riches and glory in Christ Jesus." To God and Father be the glory and forever and ever, Amen.
我的神必照他丰富的荣耀，在耶稣基督里使你们一切所需要的都充足。愿荣耀归给我们的父神，直到永永远远，阿门。
The difference between Nebuchadnezzar and Paul are two different postures.
这个尼布甲尼撒王跟保罗他们的是有两种不同的手势。
One is a posture looking at their hands like I did it all.
尼布甲尼撒王他看着他的手，他说我建造这一切是用我的手。
The other is a posture of lifting their hands up because they know it was provided by God.
保罗是高举他的手，一切都是从神来的。
Which is it for you?
我们是哪一个呢？
Are you saying all that you got had to do with all your hands, or all that you got was how God provided, how God guided you?
我们是认为说这一切都是我们自己手所造的吗？还是是神所供应的呢？
God watches over those who trust in Him.
神看顾那些相信他的人。
It says that God makes us lie down.
他说神使我躺，他使我躺卧。
The idea here is that we all need rest, don't we?
我们都需要休息，不是吗？
Sleep and rest are ways that God replenishes us, our strength and our minds.
休息和睡眠是神让我们能够重新得力的方式。
Now, one time when I was explaining this to my kid says, "Hey, that's just an excuse for us to take a nap."
我一次跟我的孩子说的时候，这时候我孩子说，这个只是你想爱睡午觉的借口。
But the passage here is there are times that we need to just simply lie down and rest in God.
但是很多时候我们就必须要在神里面享受他的安息。
Psalm 127 tells us that it is in vain that you rise up and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxiousness, for he gives to his beloved sleep.
在诗篇127篇里面讲到说，你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌所得来饭本是枉然。
Prior to that verse, it says the Lord builds His house and He watches over the entire city.
在这节之前呢，若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造人就枉然劳力；若不是耶和华看守城池，看守人就枉然警醒。
What is Psalm 127 saying?
所以这个诗篇127篇在说什么呢？
Now we all know there are times that we don't rest at night.
有些时候我们知道，我们很多时候晚上失眠。
You know, some of us we wake up a couple of times at night, don't we?
有些时候会好起来好几次。
But there are times that we stay up because we're overthinking things, right?
很多时候我们没有办法睡觉，是因为我们不断的思考一些事情。
There are times that we stay up at night and we can't sleep because we are anxious or we are worried.
很多时候是因为焦虑或是担心。
When my kids go out,
当我孩子出门的时候呢？
And they stay out a little bit later,
或是他们比较晚回来的时候呢？
We can't go to sleep as parents, right?
我们做父母的就没有办法去睡觉。
We're concerned about that.
因为我们不知道他们现在情况怎么样。
So the Bible is telling us, is rebuking us here in Psalm 127. It's telling us, you know, if you're not resting because of anxiousness, that is when you need to be concerned.
这边诗篇127篇讲到说，如果说你不能睡觉、不得安息，是因为你的焦虑，那这个就是枉然。
But there are times that we have to lay to rest.To be at ease with our Lord and our God.
但是我们需要神要告诉我们，我们有必须要在他面前要来安息。
If you ever did a study on sheep, you have to realize that sheep is an animal and they're very jittery.
我们知道，如果你知道读羊的话，看羊的行为的话，它是羊是一种就是很容易受到惊吓的动物。
In other words, they get very nervous really easily.
他们很容易就受到这个很容易很紧张。
And so anything could kind of spook them.
很多事情他们会受到惊吓，很容易受到惊吓。
But the idea is for the sheep to be at rest, and when they know they're at rest, they know that the shepherd is taking care of them.
所以当羊在安歇的时候，他们是很安心的，因为他们知道他们的牧羊人在看顾他们。
There are times that we need to rest underneath the shepherd's care.
我们有时候需要在牧羊人的手下来安歇。
We need to trust God for the concerns that we have in our life.
我们要把我们的忧虑交给神，相信神会来帮我们来解决。
We need to rest easy in the Lord as far as concerns we have for our family and our relatives.
我们要把我们对家人亲戚的担忧放在神里面。
And for us as church leaders, we need to rest easy in God, especially when it comes to the church.
对领导教会的人，我们也要在神里面安息，要求神来帮助我们。
There are times when we ask our church leaders, "Are you getting enough rest?"
我们有时候在问我们教会的这个带领教会人，你有没有得到足够的休息？
Because if they're getting enough rest, they're trusting in the Lord.
如果他们得到足够的休息，他们就是把这些忧虑交在神的手中。
Psalm 23 continues, says, "He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake."
接下来他说，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
So God watches over our physical needs. God watches over our spiritual needs.
所以神不但看顾我们肉体上的需要，他也看顾我们灵的需要。
Remember the Psalm, the first verse, David is saying, God is a good shepherd.
一开始大卫说，耶和华是我的牧者。
He's describing how the shepherd nourishes him, how the shepherd satisfies him, how the shepherd refreshes him.
一开始讲到说这个这个牧者怎么样来喂饱他，怎么让他能够吃得饱足。
And in verse 3, it says that he restores my soul.
第三节说他使我的灵魂苏醒。
In other words, this is the spiritual aspect.
这是一个灵的层面。
Now we realize that when it comes to sheep, they kind of do their own thing.
如果说羊，你看羊的话，他们就自己做顾自己的事情。
There are times that sheep walk away from being nourished.
这个羊它可能自己会走偏。
But it is the shepherd, it is the Lord God that restores that spiritual aspect.
但是这个是牧羊人的工作，他来苏醒，来重新建造。
And so we need to call the sheep together.
我们必须要把所有的羊群都召聚起来。
To receive the restoration that only God can give.
来接受唯有神那边来的苏醒。
The Lord God is not going to abandon you.
神他不会撇弃我们。
Let me tell you this, when it comes to the Lord being the shepherd, He is more committed to your growth than you are.
神他对我们的灵命的成长，他比我们更为关心。
He is an active shepherd.
他是一个很积极主动的一个牧羊人。
And so, you know why He is committed to your personal growth?
你知道他为什么这么积极的关心你的灵命的成长吗？
The last part of verse 3, it says, for His name's sake.
因为为他自己的名
He has his reputation at stake.
神他有他 的名声 在我们身上显明出来。
In other words, he is committed to you because his legacy is also at stake with you.
因为神他在世上的产业是透过我们这些相信他的人展现出来。
And so when you thrive spiritually, it gives thanks and glory to God.
当我们灵命成长的时候，我们也把荣耀归给神。
Now in verse 4, we see a scene change.
我们在第四节我们看到一个改变的一个环境。
Remember we had grassy fields and now we're walking through a valley.
我们前面看到说在青草地站在这边，但是在第四节看到幽谷。
It's a valley of the shadow of death.
一个死荫的幽谷。
Now not only God watches over them, the second word that I want you to understand that God walks with those who trust in Him.
我今天要跟大家分享第二个字，就是神与他那些相信他的人同行。
We need to realize that, yes, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me.
我虽然行经死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Both the shepherd and the sheep are traveling through a very dark valley.
羊和牧羊人一同来经过这个死荫的幽谷。
You know, when I was reading that passage, I was thinking, wait a second. You know, God is light, and why is He leading us in this dark area?
我就在读这个经文的时候想说，为什么神要引领我们走到这个死荫的幽谷呢？
I believe it is complementary to even how God leads us.
这个也是来补充神他怎么样来引导我们的。
Even in His righteous ways, He's going to lead us even through some very dark territory.
在他正义的引导下，充满公义的引导下，我们有些时候生命的确会遇到一些低谷。
The phrase "the shadow of death" describes a deep, deep darkness.
在死荫的幽谷，这个是代表一个非常深沉的一个黑暗。
And what compounds the darkness is a shadow that forebodes over.
这个旁边不只是死荫，而且是黑暗的。
A lot of times we just think of the shadow of death simply being death itself.
我们有时候想到读到这边就想到死亡。
But death could be, but it also could mean that it could be any dark situation or any difficult situation that may come your way.
除了死亡之外，我们也想到我们所遇到的艰难，所遇到很困难的情况。
Remember, they're going through valleys.
他们走过这个幽谷。
And sometimes we go through valleys where we can't see over.
我们走过幽谷的时候，我们没有办法看到上面的情况。
Sometimes there are casting shadows that come our way that we can't see the light of day.
我们有时候被阴影乌云密布笼罩，所以没有办法看到日光。
And in those dark, difficult moments, God is leading you through.
即使在最黑暗的时候，神还是会引领我们。
You may ask, well, when are those dark moments?
你可能想说，到底是什么是这些这个黑暗的时光呢
？It may be when we experience hurts, when we experience heartbreaks, or even hardship.
很多时候是我们的心痛，很多时候我们的心碎，很多时候我们遇到艰难。
Let us realize that we are under the shepherding care of our Lord and our God.
让我们知道我们在艰难的时候还是在牧羊人关爱之下。
For every heartbreak, He will hold you.
在我们每一个心碎的时刻，他会支持我们。
For every hurt, He will heal you.
在我们每一个受伤的时候，他会医治我们。
And for every hardship, He will help you.
在我们患难的时候，他会帮助我们。
God is with you all the way through.
神他在每时每刻都跟随我们，跟着我们。
He is walking with you.
他和我们一同行。
God walks with those who trust Him. He is present with you.
他像和那些相信的人同行。
And as a result, we will not fear evil. We will not fear death.
所以我们也不怕黑暗，不怕死亡。
You know, years ago when my kid was just about this high.
在几年前，我的孩子在孩子这么高的时候。
We went over to the neighbor's house down the street and around the corner.
我们只是在我们社区的我们邻居的家里面。
And we stayed there for quite a number of hours to the point where it was dark at night.
我们那时候就待了比较久一点，所以已经很晚了。
And so when we left, we were walking back home.
所以我们离开的时候，我们是走路回家的。
And as we were walking back home, I was holding my son's hand.
在走路回家的时候，我在牵我儿子的手。
And I kind of noticed by the feel of his hand that he was a little nervous.
我感觉到他手感觉有点紧张。
I'm kind of thinking to myself, that's kind of amusing.
我就自己想说，哎，这个还蛮有趣的。
And I said, he shouldn't be scared of this neighborhood.
我想说，这个他不应该对这个社区感到紧张啊。
These are the same sidewalks that he runs over and bikes over.
这个是他每天跑步走路骑脚踏车的这个人行道啊。
We're walking by the same houses that we've seen time and time again.
这是我们现在走过的，就是每天早上每天都会看到的这个房子啊。
And it's not like it's pitch dark because you still have those porch lights and the street lights.
就不是全黑，因为还有路灯啊，还有旁边的灯。
And most of all, he shouldn't be nervous because father has his hand.
他尤其是他爸爸握着他的手，他不应该紧张的。
I noticed something as he was being nervous.
我注意到一件事情，在他很紧张的时候
，All of a sudden he started to hum a praise song.
他突然开始唱一首赞美歌。
And all of a sudden I could kind of feel by his hand that he wasn't nervous anymore.
突然我感觉到他的手也没有那么紧张了。
In fact, he was more relaxed.
他已经开始慢慢放松了。
He was more joyful.
他更喜乐了。
And I could tell he was more at peace.
他也有平安了。
That walk home, he led me to a deeper understanding of God.
就是那段小小的路他让我能够看到说更对神更加的了解。
My son that was this high did not trust in familiar settings.
我的儿子他这么高的时候他不相信他不把他的盼望相信放在他所熟悉的环境里面。
He didn't trust as far as the eye could see.
他不是用眼见的来相信。
He didn't even trust the hands of his dad.
他甚至不相信他的爸爸的手。
But he did trust the everlasting God.
但是他相信这个永恒的神。
And once he recognized it was the everlasting God who was watching over him, walking with him.
但是他当他知道认知到说神这个永恒的神在看顾他的时候
，the fear of danger, the fear of evil was gone.
这个害怕危险、害怕这个伤害的一些这种恐惧就已经离开了。
Brothers and sisters, do we have that same type of trust?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有这样子的盼望、这样子的一个信靠呢
？God walks.With those who trust in Him,
耶和华神与那些相信他的人同行。
God is present with you on those journeys that are very difficult.
在我们经历很困难的时候，神与我们同在。
You know the neat thing about even when we walk through those dark, difficult moments, God is prepared.
我们知道说，在我们经历那些死荫幽谷的时候，神也预备了。
Scripture says the rod and the staff they comfort him, right?
这个杖和竿都安慰我。
Let's recognize the staff was a stick that kind of pulled the sheep back into the fold.
这个杖是把这个羊这个牵回来的。
The rod was kind of like a club. It was used to kind of defend and to ward off any enemies.
这个杆其实是要如果野兽或有敌人的时候要来抵挡的。
So at any given time, the shepherd would have two sticks, one to kind of bring back the sheep and two to kind of like defend the sheep.
一个杖，一个杆，一个是来把羊牵回来，一个是来抵挡任何的攻击。
The good shepherd doesn't travel empty-handed.
一个好牧人，他不会空手的来带领他的羊群。
No wonder that David could feel at ease because he's under the shepherd's care.
难怪大卫他会安心，因为是牧羊大牧者在看顾他。
We should feel comforted because God has the rod and He also has the staff.
我们应该感到安慰，因为神他有杖和竿在安慰我们。
In verse 5, there's another scene change.
在第五节又看到另外一个改变的场景。
Instead of light to dark, we got the future.
我们除了这第四节看到一个死荫的幽谷，第五节看到未来。
And if we look, there is a table that's being prepared in the presence of our enemies and how God anoints us with oil and our cup overflows.
我们看到在敌人面前为我摆设筵席，用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
I said I'll give you three words, didn't I?
我说我要告诉你们三个字，不是吗？
The first word is watch.
第一个是看顾。
The second word is walk, how God walks with us.
第二个是同行。
The third word is welcome.
第三个字是欢迎。
How God welcomes us into His home.
神欢迎我们到他的家中。
God, the door is wide open.
他的门是敞开的。
And it says that you prepare a table for me.
你为我摆设筵席。
You know, at first glance, when I look at that, we're talking supper time. Let's go.
我一开始看到说，哇，这个晚餐，这个我们来吃吧。
There's going to be some good food here.
是会有一些筵席或好的食物。
But wait a second. When I'm looking at the passage, it says, "You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies."
但是仔细看，是在敌人面前。
Now, if I was making a guest list, I might not include the enemies.
如果说我是要宾客名单的话，我不会邀请我的敌人的。
Why is the enemies are listed here?
为什么敌人在这边想讲到敌人面前呢？
Perhaps it's a reminder that God came for the least, God came for the lost, God came for the lonely.
或许是在神在告诉我们，他是要来为那最小的来，为那孤独的来，为那失丧的来。
The anointing of the head with oil kind of signifies a blessing and an affirmation.
这个油膏了我的头是一个是一个赐福的一个象征。
In other words, it's a vindication that's happening in front of all.
是要来在众人面前来确定说神是要来赐福我们的。
And if that's not clear, it says that the cup overflows.
如果这个还不够确定的话，我们看到福杯满溢。
God shows not only is He good, not only is He gracious, but God is generous.
神不只是好，他是非常的大方，很慈爱的。
David is saying, "My cup is overflowing."
我的杯满溢。
In other words, it's being filled to the brim and beyond.
不只是满，而且是满出来的。
Now, if you think about David,
你想想大卫的话呢
？Think about, in some sense, he did not deserve the cup to be overflowed.
我们想想大卫的一生，他或许不值得不配得这个福杯满溢。
If God gave what David really deserved, it wouldn't be a cup that overflows.
如果神就按照他所行的来赐给他的话，不会有福杯满溢。
It would have been a cup that is filled with wrath, filled with judgment, and filled with condemnation.
是有充满愤怒的杯，是充满审判的杯。
But instead, what God pours into David's cup.
但是我们看到神他倒满了大卫的福杯。
In other words, he didn't leave David empty, but he filled his cup with incredible blessings.
不只是空空的，神他。倒满了这个杯子。
So instead of wrath, he poured into blessings, goodness, grace, and mercy.
不是愤怒的杯，而是赐福的杯。
And it overflows.
还满溢满出来。
Blessed are those who trust in him.
为那些相信他的人来赐福。
This is what happens when we sinners beckon by God, believe in God, repent to God, and we recognize that it is His cup that is pouring into our lives.
这就是我们当我们向罪人相信主来归回主的在向神这个回转归向主的时候，这个就会发生在我们身上。
We recognize that we should have received the cup of judgment, the cup of wrath. Instead, we received the cup of goodness and grace and generosity.
我们知道我们明明是配得这些愤怒的杯的，但是我们收到的是福杯的满溢。
This is our shepherd. This is the lasting legacy of our shepherd.
这就是我们大牧人、大牧者他的永恒的产业。
How he's pouring into each and every one of our lives.
他怎么样来在我们的每一个人的生命中的让我们福杯满溢。
So when we read this Psalm 23,
当我们读诗篇二十三篇的时候呢
？When we recite it at bedtime,
当我们在睡觉前读的时候呢
？When we hear about it, when we sing about it,
在我们听在我们唱的时候呢
couple of things could come to our minds.
我们可能心里面想到许多不同的事情
First of all, God watches over us.
首先神他看顾我们
The second, God walks with us.
他与我们同行
And third, we look forward to the day when God will welcome us into his presence.
我们也盼望神欢迎我们进他天家的那一天
Psalm 23 is a great comfort for us.
诗篇23篇是一个对我们来讲很大的安慰
And not simply in the season of grief, but in the season of light.
不只是在我们悲伤的时刻，更是我们任何生命任何季节的时刻。
It reminds us that God welcomes those who trust in Him.
这边讲到说，神他欢迎我们任何相信他的人。
Notice how David ends the song.
我们看看大卫怎么样来结束这个诗篇二十三篇。
He concludes and he declares, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
他说：“我要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。”
Now remember, when he wrote this, he wasn't there yet.
我们知道说他在这写的时候，他还没有进入耶和华的殿中。
But he is concluding, and he's knowing that he's going to be there.
大卫他很确信他能够到耶和华的殿中。
And he wouldn't want to leave there either.
但是他不想，而且他一旦进去就不想离开。
You see, brothers and sisters, when you see and taste that the Lord is good,
弟兄姐妹，我们一旦尝到主恩的滋味。
You would not want to leave his promises. You would not want to leave his premise.
我们就不会想要离开他的应许，我们就不会想要离开他的产业。
And when we get there beyond our earthly shores and get into his heavenly glorified presence,
当我们离开今生到达彼岸的时候呢
？We're not going to go. We don't want to go back to earth.
我们不会想到回到世上了。
Let me ask you this.
那我问你这个问题。
Does your life testify of the lasting legacy of the shepherd?
你的生命有没有见证这位牧羊人恒久的产业呢？妈
，Notice how David says that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
大卫这么说，一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
In other words, that's the trail that David is leaving: goodness and mercy.
这个就是大卫他一生所留下来的足迹。
So I'm asking you, what kind of trail are you leaving?
我们一生留下来的足迹是恩惠慈爱吗
？Everywhere you go, is there evidence of grace and mercy and goodness?
我们不管去任何地方，有没有恩惠慈爱随着我们呢
？Every conversation you have, is there evidence of goodness and mercy?
我们所对谈谈话，是不是有恩惠慈爱呢
？Every action that you have, as far as serving or doing things, is there evidence of goodness?
我们所做的工不管做什么事情事工是不是有恩惠慈爱呢
Does your life both in word and deed testify of the lasting legacy of the shepherd
我们的生命不管言行是不是有见证这位牧羊人的产业呢
The Lord is my shepherd I shall not want
耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏
When the Lord is your shepherd that's all you need
耶和华，当我们耶和华是我们的牧者的时候，这就是我们仅仅需要的。如果我们已经有所有的需要的话，我们就不需要其他任何事情了。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, God Almighty, as we come before you, we thank you, Father, for being our shepherd.
亲爱的天父，全能的上帝，我们来到你面前，我们感谢你啊，耶稣是我们的牧者。
We recognize, Father, that your shepherding care involves.You laying your life before us.
我们感谢你牧羊人的看顾，包括他为我们为羊群的舍命。
And especially, Father, as we commune with you, we recognize this Christ's sacrifice on the cross.
尤其是我们今天在我们领圣餐的时候，我们想到耶稣基督的牺牲。
Father, we thank you, Lord, for leading us in all seasons of life.
感谢你在我们生命的每一个季节都带领我们。
There are times you lead us through the springtime of life where we see things blossoming.
我们有时候经过春天的时候我们看所有的事情都是如此的绽放
And there are times that you lead us even through the winter times where things are barren
我们看到冬天的时候事情事物都凋萎
But Father we're grateful that you are leading us through
但是我们感谢不管任何季节你都带领我们
Help us to continue to leave a trail that is filled with your goodness and your mercy
求主帮助我们我们一生都有这个恩惠慈爱随着我们
And so, Father, as we follow you, may you be glorified in our lives.
主求你让我们的一生能够来荣耀你。
And may you be glorified here in this church.
求你让你的名在这个教会被彰显。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这些事以耶稣基督的名祷求。